This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Blue. B-L-U-E. Blue. Text the word blue to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Blue is this hour's.
The radio.
Oops. I don't know.
What just happened?
Jesus, what
What's
is happening?
What's going on, Sarah?
I don't know. I'm randomly hitting every
just
button.
Just pot your hotkey down. The hotkeys pot down.
Yeah, I needed to pot those down. Damn it.
Blue.
I'm blue, bobby dee bobby da. When my kids were little, they used to freaking love this song, running around the house singing
so
the blue
song.
So
this was the baby shark of its day?
I don't know what this was.
What is this, like Teletubbies? What was it?
No, it was like some Radio Disney song.
Was it?
That's where they heard it.
Okay.
Blue,
I heard it.
Da-ba-dee-da-ba-da.
This is when I was in high school.
Da-ba-dee-da-ba-da.
It got some radio play,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a total song that was out there.
Like a dance club song, I think.
Yeah, I guess. Da ba dee da ba da da ba dee da ba da da ba dee da ba da. Okay, everybody, it's 8:06 and it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Morgan. Thursday, man. This week has just rushed by. It feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has it?
Well, for me, I feel like boom.
Good for you.
It's almost Friday already. Holy cow, a lot going on in my house.
The parents coming.
Yeah, getting everything ready.
Have they been out since your brothers lived here?
Oh, no.
They're visiting.
They haven't been out since 2017. I know.
So they're getting a whole big treat.
Yes.
Two of their kids in one place.
Right. I mean, just the full family immersion that's about to happen is just going to be great.
It's neat, actually.
Oh.
I don't know if you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not at all.
But it's going to be really cool.
This is going to be another fast week. Boom. Pew, it'll be Wednesday before I know it.
You hope.
Right.
I'm not trying to rush anything.
Is Gentry coming in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, in here? I guess so. I assume. I don't know when.
Fine.
Get my mom to cut the... Don't text and drive. Is that all you wanted to say?
In like six different accents.
Yeah, I mean, she can riff. Can she riff? How funny is she?
Maybe you need to write her a script.
Can you get her to riff?
I don't know if she riffs. I don't know if that's one of her things.
Well, I'm sure it runs in the family. You got
have her riff
somewhere.
A little. Huh. I'd love to hear her do it in different accents. Mm.
Different languages, even.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She fancies herself a smart person.
She does. Very worldly. All right. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Organic Coup. They want to thank the Bay Area for making them the number one concession at Levi's Stadium.
All right.
Number one. What was the thing they were doing there? It was some particular item that you were going to be able to buy at Levi's Stadium.
Oh, shucks. I can't remember what it was.
Well, maybe we'll talk to them about it sometime. Maybe we'll see them soon.
Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, really? Oh,
maybe. I don't know.
That's surprising.
We'll see. See what we can work out.
Nice. I am hungry.
I am always hungry. Anyway, thank you, Organic Coup, for bringing us the Celebrity Trash. Let's see. Paula Abdul. She was the lip-syncing talk of the town last night at the Billboard Music Awards.
I did watch some video. That's I think someone sent us, and she falls forward, and they catch her.
The dancing is very
back.
Impressive.
Yeah, that part
she's
is good.
Great.
I think
56 or something, and she's
I don't
great.
Know, but she was she actually totally pulled off the dancing part. There's no question.
She looked good.
She fell right off some tall thing, right into the arms of the and pretty far down too. Like I thought, oh my, her head. Can you pull that up? I'd love Vinny to see that. It's, that takes some bravery.
Yeah.
It's a full faith fall.
I'm sure it's not the first time she's
trust fall
done it.
Oh, sure. And then they flip her over, and she's a rag doll. It's really cool. You know, yes, no one is arguing that Paula Abdul can dance. And if you would like to see that up close and personal for way longer than 6 minutes, which is, I think, what she got last night on the Billboard
Music Awards.
I don't understand
how she got 6 minutes. Mariah Carey came out of nowhere to do time. I don't get it. Was it some kind of divas thing or
maybe? I don't know.
Here's a move in. It's kind of dangerous.
Oh, is this the one where she's?
Yeah.
All right. So here she goes. She's up at the top. She's like, there she goes. Boom. Boom.
Oh.
Right down. Her head gets close. What? Now
and
keep watching.
And I watch this part.
That was really badass.
Look They're just tossing her back and forth. Like, that's actually incredible. And supposedly she's singing through that whole thing.
Well, she's not. We all know that.
She did take every opportunity, though, when the music wasn't going. Like, every time they switched songs, she'd be like, how you doing, Billboard Music Awards? This mic is hot. I'm trying not to breathe too loud into it. So tonight, last night, she closed out the Billboard Music Awards, and it looks like this summer, if you want to check her out up close and personal for a nice long time, you can go see Paula Abdul, Forever Your Girl, at the Flamingo of Las Vegas.
Oh.
Now tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, sorry. It's not the Flamingo. It's at the Flamingo stage.
Oh, come on.
Hang on a second. No, it is at the Flamingo.
What?
All right. It is. I guess she went over there and checked it out. What is that all about?
Yeah, what is happening?
Well, right in the same sentence, it says MGM Grand, but that was where the Billboard Music Awards were. So she's dancing across the street to the Flamingo. Beginning August 13th, the first leg features, or I don't know why they're calling it a leg, it's just a stand. 20 dates, and then I guess it 20 dates between August 13th and January 4th. So it's not like a five-night-a-week thing like some people are doing. She's the latest to get herself a stand in Las Vegas, and that is actually seems like that's the way to do it. You know, if you can pull in a crowd consistently in Las Vegas, you don't have to move all the time. You have your couple days off a week. And
not bad.
Yeah, so congratulations, Paula Abdul. Your big dance show is going to be, I'm sure that'll be a hit. I would actually go see that.
You would?
Why not? The hell?
I could think of a thousand reasons why not, but okay.
No, whatever, you know. I'm glad that she's
like
still pulling in.
When I was a kid, dancing a little Paula Abdul.
I'm only here for the weekend. I can't fit that in. I got to gamble.
I just
I
did that
eat,
recently.
I got to hit the pool. I like going to the show.
What did you see a show?
I did buffets like every day and ate and ate.
Yeah, I like to take a break from the eating and the gambling and go see a show. we've actually seen some bad shows there too. There's some magic shows that are like, you got to be kidding me. How long has this thing been running on this? This is bunk. But then we've seen some of the free tickets you get. Right, exactly. Like the Cirque du Soleil stuff is great.
Yeah. There's a story that came out that Paula Abdul hit Julianne Hough.
Is that who it was?
In the neck
with her hat.
Yeah.
Well, Julianne seems to be fine. They keep cutting to her in the audience. Because she does this one walk down the aisle as she's getting ready to get up on the stage. You know, she did the tap dancing thing, and then she makes her way up to the main stage. And she flicks her hat, and it does, you see it clock. I didn't realize that was Julianne Hough. Yeah.
Another dancer. Was that an accident? I think not.
Very interesting.
That's funny.
Yeah, because they keep flashing to her, and she seems to be totally loving and enjoying
the
show.
Well, then she posted a picture, the result of the honor of being hit in the neck by Paula Abdul's flying hat. Love you, babe. And she's wearing a neck brace. So maybe that's a joke.
Really?
I don't know.
A neck brace?
Yeah.
Neck brace.
You're a dancer, aren't
with
you supposed
two
to be super
up.
Strong?
People's headline that says Paula Abdul accidentally injured Julianne Hough with a hat.
Yeah, it's a hat, you guys.
She should call an ambulance. They're cheap, I hear.
Here it is, the picture of her in the neck brace.
Oh, my God. Come on.
That looks Photoshopped. She's kidding, right?
Yeah, I think she's kidding.
I don't know.
Wait, look at the outfit she's got on with it.
Well, that's what she wore to the show, right?
She'd at least get a silver sequin neck brace. also, coming back to Vegas is Mariah Carey. So if you want to see her lip sync stuff, you can go and see her. Hers is going to be a Christmas one. All I Want for Christmas Is You show is going to return in November.
Well, that must be it. The show was at Vegas last night, and these two are doing stands. So maybe that's why they were there.
Maybe. Well, Mariah got that Icon Award.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Looks like starting November 22nd, there's four more shows in November. And apparently there's a Christmas show, too. I don't see the dates on those. Anyway, she's going to do, you know, all these big people. They want to just stay in one place.
And listeners are saying it was Paula Abdul's 30th anniversary of her hit album.
Oh. Oh. Forever Your Girl?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, maybe that's why they let her go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. I read this story this morning, and I just thought, you know what, I'm going to mention it. I think it's great. The world has changed a lot. We talked about it yesterday. It's got a long way to go. But changes are happening, and people are just learning that not everyone lives exactly the way that you do. Jeff Rohrer. He is a 60-year-old. He was a Dallas Cowboy in the 1980s. Last fall, he made history as the first known NFL player, past or present, to enter into a same-sex marriage when he married Joshua Ross, who's 37.
Congratulations. How are they doing?
Great.
Oh, they're still together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this isn't a divorce story.
No, and only is this not a divorce story, this is a family story. This is a story about a man who is gay and has to hide it. There's no room for it in the NFL in the 80s. He marries a woman and has two children. Their names are Isabella, who's 16, and Don Dillon, who is 15. He married a woman named Heather. They were married for 17 years. While they were married, and as he got further away from the NFL career, she was like, "You're gay," and she realized it. And
what gave it away? Him boning other guys?
I don't know. They don't really go into specifics.
They don't say. Okay.
But he was afraid to come. She's like, "You should just come out," and he was afraid to come out because he thought it would jeopardize his job and that his kids wouldn't love him anymore and that, you know, people would be disappointed in him somehow. So they broke up, and for about 18 months they didn't talk, but then they had to parent together, and in the end she wanted to move him back in with him, and now his husband lives with them too. They all live together in one house under one roof. The kids are like, yeah, totally.
How old are the kids now?
16 and 15.
Oh. I thought he was a lot older.
He is 60.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Well, where do I get off, huh?
His 8 years in the NFL were 82 to 90. So he must have married her after that. In fact, he broke up with his wife in 2011. So the kids were much littler. Don Dillon says, this is one of his kids, "It wasn't really like coming out. I pieced it together that they were dating. And eventually he called Josh's boyfriend. I was fine with it." So I guess that's the five of them. All live together in the same house. And it's a story of, I think it's a very modern story.
Yeah.
And I liked it. And I said, good for you, Jeff Rohrer.
I'm always sad for the people who get caught up in a person who's trying to hide who they are.
Right.
That always, it hurts me when you see that person go, "I gave my life over to this,"
mm-hmm,
"and it wasn't real the whole time."
Right.
So it's nice to see they are cool.
That they made it, because
I still
make it work. They have
other
two kids
people
together.
React in a different way.
Well, and how sad for everyone involved in those situations. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a guy who felt like he couldn't be who he was, that he had to, you know, marry and have this sort of quote unquote normal life. And in the end, he kind of does have it all, you know. I'm sure he's close. The woman lives with him. They must still be very close friends. They have two kids together. The kids are fine with it. He has it all. So congratulations to retired NFL player Jeff Rohrer. Ricky Schroeder from Silver Spoons fame.
Yeah.
He was arrested yesterday morning on suspicion of felony domestic violence. This is the second time in a month.
Yikes.
Police were called to his home at about 12 a.m., 12:43 in the morning. He struck his girlfriend, allegedly.
He's not a married guy?
No, and I thought that he was married.
A married guy and lived on a farm somewhere.
That does sound right.
That does sound familiar.
He apparently, that broke up. Midlife crisis? I don't know. He struck his girlfriend as of last night. He was being held on $50,000 bond. This is his second domestic violence arrest in a month. He was hauled in April 2nd, and that case was dropped due to lack of evidence. He is a 49-year-old dude. Yeah, I want to say he had a bunch of kids, too.
Yeah.
I mix him up with Kirk Cameron, though.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids.
Mm. And how long was he married to the woman for? The woman.
It's 1992, and I don't even see a divorce.
Oh, maybe they're still officially married.
All right.
Over on the top, yes, and whatever. He's got a temper on him.
It says he filed for divorce after 24 years.
Wow.
Hmm. When? How long ago? Does it say what year?
I don't know right now. I'm looking at this.
Fine.
Fine. Whatever.
Don't worry about it.
Ricky Schroeder.
Moving on.
2016.
Thank you. Sarah Gilbert left the talk. Mm-hmm. She was one of the founding members of that show that's now been on for, I don't know.
Too long.
9 or 10 years. Longer than you think.
Because that format's so original. Mm.
The talk. And so they've been looking around for a guest host.
Yeah.
And it looks like they've found her.
Who is it?
Her name is Marie Osmond.
Are you serious?
Yeah. She's been on the show more than 50 times in the last 7 years, both as a guest and as a fill-in co-host. They're saying this would be a permanent thing. Supposedly, her hiring was not unanimous. The show's bosses were hot on her because the ratings spike whenever she comes on.
Mm-hmm.
But the other co-host wanted someone younger and edgier to take the spot. Marie is 59.
And has had health problems, right? Hasn't she passed out?
Yeah, she passed out on Dancing with the Stars, but they say that was exhaustion. I don't know what else she's got going on, but at 59, she's bound to have something going on.
Good point.
I like her.
So she's 59-year-old Marie Osmond is replacing Sarah Gilbert, who's 44. Sharon Osbourne, 66. Cheryl Underwood's 55. Carrie Ann Inaba is 51. Eve is the youngest at 40.
Oh.
It is unclear when she would start, but she will be pulling a Ryan Seacrest at the beginning because she has a Vegas show with her brother Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Donnie and Marie show 5 nights a week.
What?
Yeah. And they are at the Flamingo in Vegas.
Wait, so the show, the talk's in L.A., though?
It is.
Oh,
so it'll,
okay.
It's a
that's
quick
just
flight,
a,
right?
Yeah, that's no big deal.
But their residency, that's going to be exhausting. It runs 5 days a week through November, so she'll have to do double duty for, well, I guess if she starts right away, that's five or six months. No way.
It's doable.
And they say, in any event, she should be a natural. I mean, she and Donnie did have their own talk show for 2 years. Like 98 to 2000.
Oh, that's it? I felt like it was on so much longer.
And she had her own talk show on the Hallmark Channel 7 years ago, which is probably why she...
Probably just called Marie or something.
Marie! So anyway, that's who's going to replace Sarah Gilbert. Congratulations, everybody. Let's see. There's a Mike Tyson biopic that's coming out, supposedly. Jamie Foxx will be playing Mike. He's saying he posted a picture of himself, of Jamie Foxx, posted a picture of himself with Iron Mike Tyson. They say he's going to have to bulk up. He shared a picture of himself during a meeting with Mike Tyson and said, "Thank you for the trust. One step closer." I guess for years, people have been talking about doing a biopic about Mike Tyson. And Mike has said it should be Jamie Foxx playing me. That guy's a really good actor. I think it should be Jamie Foxx. Martin Scorsese's also been rumored to be tied to the project. He's not confirming that.
This better be a dark movie, because if it's all fluff...
How are they going to handle the rape?
Well, and the drugs. Ooh. And he doesn't come from a fun background.
No.
He had a hard childhood.
It better not be all about his homing pigeon business.
But, and that said, he also kicked... so much ass.
I kicked everyone. I was the best
fighter. And there was a period of time where
he didn't want anything to do with me.
He was making so much money because people couldn't.
Couldn't stand up against me, Vinny.
You had to watch these things. They were just must see.
I take down anybody. Anybody who get in the ring with me, I would be like, "That's it for you. Here comes the smackdown."
The whole towel with no socks thing, all black.
I don't even know what he's talking about right now.
But
whatever it is
you,
he's saying,
did you watch?
I probably
you were
did
too
it.
Young, weren't you?
Who's gonna play Robin Givens?
I watched a bunch of highlights and stuff. But.
Yeah, I don't know. My feeling is Robin if there's Givens. A biopic that he's behind, right? There won't be. I'm gonna do it.
God.
Praise be Allah.
He's fun for a rapist.
Yeah, that's right. I said it. Guy's a rapist.
Come on.
Celebrate. Woo. Let's see. Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Tom Brady's going to be on. And the guys behind Game of Thrones, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss.
Ooh.
So if you're up really late tonight, you should watch that. And then I guess we'll end with this. Jaden Smith is going to be playing young Kanye West in a Showtime anthology. It's called Omniverse. It's described as a limited half-hour anthology series examining the many doors of perception. The first season, they've already started to write a pilot script. It would explore ego through the alternative reality of West. So you know this is going to be good. Anytime. Oh, yeah. That's right. I said this is going to be good.
What?
Jaden Smith will be playing young Kanye West. Actually, I don't think this is like a picture of him playing Kanye West, but I mean, I guess it could be. What the hell did I do with it? Yeah. Hang on. I'll never find it. I'll never find it.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the picture of Jaden. They had a picture of Jaden Smith. Oh, here it is. One of the things. There's a picture of him. He doesn't have all that hair anymore. He's going to play the young Kanye West. From West, Scooter Braun's SB Projects, Westbrook Studios, and writer Lee Sung Jin. It would be the first anthology to hit Showtime in some years. The network has been making a push to expand its original offerings. And for all of West dabbling in media and culture, this would also be the first TV series to his credit. So he's going to be an executive producer. No other details are available except the casting of Jaden Smith as young Kanye West.
Nah.
I'm intrigued. Wow, that's going to be a good one. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I got a bunch of robbery stories after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets two tickets to see Janet Jackson. Baby. Janet Jackson is performing on September 21st at the Chase Center in San Francisco, and you'll be qualified to win a two-night trip for two to Las Vegas this summer to see her new Metamorphosis residency at the Park Theater at the Park MGM. Who isn't doing a residency in Las Vegas this year? Lexi will have another pair of these, 12:35. Another chance to win the tickets and qualify for the grand prize trip. The tickets go on sale tomorrow. That's this Friday, tomorrow at noon. If you want Janet Jackson tickets, call now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Federal Credit Union. Membership is open to everyone. Mention Alice Radio, and membership is free.
Oh, my goodness.
At the San Francisco Federal Credit Union.
Well,
nice. Mention Alice, and membership is free.
All right.
Where's that at? The San Francisco Federal Credit Union. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Sharks play tonight at 7 o'clock in Colorado. They're up in that series. Go Sharks.
Go Sharks. Go Sharks.
The fallout from the Varsity Blues scandal continues as the front page of today's Merck News has a Bay Area couple pleading guilty in the college scam. A Hillsboro developer and his wife, accused in the national college admissions scam, Wednesday became the first among dozens of charged parents to plead guilty. And they admitted they paid $600,000 to get their daughters fraudulently admitted to UCLA and USC. Bruce Isaacson and his wife were among 33 parents charged in the massive Operation Varsity Blues college scandal. So, and this continues. One of the trippy parts of the story, as we've probably all heard more than we even want to about this, is that the latest story about the $6.5 million
yeah.
paid by the Chinese family.
Right.
Stanford is saying, we just, for the first time, we're hearing this. We hadn't, they are like, they heard that when it, the news broke.
Oh my God.
So they're still not fully involved in everything that they're fully involved in. You know what I mean?
Right.
But this Rick Singer guy apparently took $6.5 million to get their daughter admitted. And
wow, that is a ton of money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they live in Beijing too, by the way. So it's not like they are here.
Right.
Their daughter goes by Molly, but was admitted to Stanford University in the spring of 2017, I believe. And it's a little confusing because there's so many people in each story, that she was one of the people who was a sailor.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Wow.
Not for real, but you know
right.
what I mean. Right.
They mocked up some pictures
so
of her.
She doesn't still go to the school, does she?
I don't think she does. And the coach, the sailing coach, was fired last month after pleading guilty to racketeering charges.
Wow.
So anyway, that's the latest. Is this
Incredible.
Local family from Hillsboro has admitted guilt and actually said yes, we are.
Will they be able to charge the people in China?
I am in fact guilty of the offenses, says Bruce. Mm. So I don't know how that works. I probably not, right? I mean, how are you going to get them here?
Maybe there'd be like a warrant or something, and then if they ever come into the country, they'd get picked up.
Unless, of course, their daughter wants to live here, and they decide they've got to face it in order for her to have
a life here.
Right.
Right. Huh.
This just came across my...
It
is so crazy. Mm. Chance of rain, maybe even thunderstorms in the weekend weather forecast. How do you like that?
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Why are you laughing? You got to live
here. I'm laughing at them.
Oh.
and I prefer it rains on the weekends.
What?
Yeah, because I don't have to drive to work. Most of the time.
Should the handshake be banned?
No.
What?
Is this a germ thing?
No. This is not a germ thing. This is about physical contact in the workplace. Have you ever been approached with a two-cheek kiss?
That should be
bad. Didn't expect it? Two-cheek kiss. And felt totally awkward about it after the fact? Well, that may have gone, bye-bye, but the handshake is still out there. Many companies are considering getting rid of the handshake.
Hmm. What do you think about that?
What do you do? I mean, someone puts their hand
with
out.
A fist bump or?
Yeah.
Well, like in Japan, they just give a short bow. I like that.
What's that?
In Japan, they just give a short bow. Uh-huh. You know, nice to meet you.
Short bow. I don't know. I mean, in the past, I've said, because we meet a lot of people where I've tried to put it out there, like, I'm not a big fan. Because you end up shaking people's hands and you see them.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Hey, good to meet you. You're like, oh, come on, man.
Cough into your elbow. Doesn't everyone know that by now?
Sheesh.
So I had put it out there but in reality, I don't mind a traditional handshake when I meet someone. It's fine.
I don't like people who try to squeeze your hand too hard. I also don't like the limp handshake. I don't like sweaty palms. I guess, you know what? I'm for this. I take it all back.
I think a lot of people are for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing that can be sort of weird or awkward is you go in for a normal handshake and someone turns a hand on you and gets weird and starts pulling three, four moves at once. You're like...
I'm not familiar with your gang. Your gang of friends is secret handshake.
I'm just trying to handshake you.
Right.
Like, let's keep it simple.
Right. But if someone comes at you with their hand up, then you know what to do at least. You can grab it on the upper side. But then if they want to do tricks afterward... You know, it's hard. And the pulling the fingers apart with the snap. I'm like, you know, we should really practice that so that it looks cool.
Well, I was curious. I brought it up to you because I was curious. I know I've seen you. It's changed now, and we don't see as many people in the workplace as we used to. But I've seen you catch, lips on the face multiple times. And I've often
I'm very
thought,
kissable, Vinny. You know, it's hard to be hot like me.
I wouldn't want that person to come in.
No, I don't like to be kissed.
I'm not into that.
Especially like sometimes someone will give you a kiss and like you try to turn a cheek and they go for the mouth and their lips are wet. Like just don't kiss people. Just don't do it. It's too much. No thanks. I mean, family members, okay. You know, I have to kiss my mom today. She always wants one. Smack her on the mouth.
Mm. Oh, on the mouth.
Oh yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep, I'll let you know. I'll give you the kiss review tomorrow. All right. I'll let you know if I get kissed on the mouth by both my mom and dad, just one of them, you know.
Boy, and she's still on the cigs, so you get a mouthful of ash.
Yeah, you know, she goes right into your mouth when she kisses you. Coughs her ashes out.
33-year-old Amber Lewis called in a fake burglary at her home in Montgomery, Alabama last Wednesday morning because she thought her husband was there cheating on her.
Oh.
Have I told you this story?
No, I don't think so.
All right. I meant to get to it, and I'm not sure if it got...
I know. It's hard to know what you did and didn't do on the air. Believe me.
Anyway.
I feel you.
She thought her husband was in there cheating on her. She wanted the cops to go scare him or interrupt any sexy stuff that was going on.
Mm.
She may have also known there were drugs in the house because police found marijuana and cocaine.
Oh. So he was having a party.
The husband and the mistress were arrested. So she was right. There was someone there boning her husband.
Oh, well, maybe just a drug buddy.
Apparently, though, some of the drugs were Amber's because she's also facing drug charges now, too.
Oh.
And a charge of calling in a false report because there was no burglary. It was just her husband boning his mistress.
Oh, man. Well, they're all a bunch of dummies. They're on drugs, obviously.
Plus... cops found drugs in her 5-year-old kid's bedroom, so they tacked on a child endangerment charge.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
They were a bunch of horrible people. Man, some people's lives are just... I just don't know how they handle that. My God, that seems like too much work.
Yeah.
I'm already at work.
Drama, drama, drama. I don't
need any more work when I get home.
Sometimes smaller towns are the places where the most is going on.
Well, they're boring. You got to create some drama.
Yeah.
You need a commute. A commute will wear it right out of you. Get home and all you want to do is fall asleep on the couch.
Right. With your arm around your wife, of all people.
Good grief. This is a good story. So,
okay.
I want to say when I was like 18, I went on a senior trip to Mazatlan.
Okay.
And we barely ate any food, but we considered all the beer we drank liquid bread.
Okay.
Sort
gotcha.
Of food
yeasty,
like.
Sure. Yeah. Does make you feel full.
It did.
So senior trip was not something set up by the school. This
no,
was
it
just
was.
You guys. Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
All of us seniors went to Mazatlan. We stayed
the
at the El Cid, the whole class. And got ripped all day, every day, into the night.
What did
times.
The teachers say about that, or whatever chaperones?
Where's the party, is what they said.
Oh,
and one of the
one
guys,
of
I remember kissing one of the girls. I'm like, oh, my God. Am I seeing what I'm seeing?
Wait, one of the chaperones was kissing one of the students?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, everyone was wasted. Everyone.
Was that the trip that you were on when Darcy rode all over your wiener?
No. That was far. I was much younger then.
Oh, I see.
No, this was the trip, though, when I passed out naked in the room that I was sharing with three other dudes. And they started bringing in people and taking Polaroids next to the drunk, naked guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what fun. So those are out there somewhere.
By the pool the next day, people were like, how you doing? And I'm all...
I would have died of embarrassment. I would have had to go home. I'd have had to leave.
What? You can't leave.
No, I would have left. I've been like,
the flights were scheduled.
I'm going to have to get a different flight. I'm going to pretend I have appendicitis.
Relax,
and get the hell out of here.
Have a drink. You'll be fine.
Can't do it.
Anyway, here are some potential health benefits of beer.
Okay.
It reduces the risk of kidney stones. A recent study found one beer a day can lower your risk by 41%.
Mm.
No, it's true. No, for real.
And aren't there benefits to red wine, too? So, like, it sounds like I can have a beer and a wine every
good
day
for, your heart,
for,
right?
For my health.
It can help replenish you after a workout. The carbs in the beer are good after you've just burned a bunch of calories. Oh. Liquid bread.
Mm.
Look out.
Mm.
Work out.
You're a look at that.
Studies
body.
Have found it might be better than water when you're dehydrated.
Oh, boy. Mm. Well.
Who knew?
Beer is also good for your bones. study out of the University of Texas found that an occasional beer can actually increase bone density.
Oh, has calcium in it?
What?
It has calcium in it?
It might also help prevent Alzheimer's.
Yeah, okay, so is
the science is still out.
Who did this? Anheuser-Busch?
Exactly.
Where did this study come from?
I'm trying to help you have more beer. What is wrong with
you?
It
does have some calcium in it.
Yeah.
Milligrams.
There you go.
Milligrams.
Doesn't seem like enough.
Milligrams.
I like the Alzheimer thing, though. And either way, it'll help me forget.
You wouldn't have left Mazatlan.
Yeah,
if there
I would have. Oh, my God.
Naked
no, you
photos wouldn't
of me
have.
Getting passed out at the pool the next day. I would have died of shame.
They were like calling people. This is the story I heard. They're calling people in from the hall. You want a shot? Because
we
bought some liquor from the
That's those aren't
place
good
across
friends.
The street.
That's horrible. They probably get in trouble for it
shot,
now. They probably go to jail for it.
Pictures with the drunk guy in the bed passed out.
Why were
out.
You naked? Why did you have to be naked? Did they pull your
Look,
pants off you, too?
It was like 105 degrees
you didn't have
all
swim
day.
Trunks
every,
you could leave on?
I don't know what I was drunk. Do you understand?
It just I don't seems know like a very what dangerous situation. Imagine if that had been a girl. It'd be horrible.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't a girl, and I'm okay. Mm. And it's fine. And I'm sure no one still has those Polaroids.
Oh, they do.
Oh, they don't.
Yeah. Post them, everyone. I mean, don't post them. That would be wrong. Oh, really? I'm the one?
Yeah, you are the
really?
One.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Don't forget, there's a movies reviews coming up.
Oh, that's right.
That's
oh, my God.
Right,
the movies
everyone.
Reviews. Yeah.
We're going to be reviewing The Long Shot, Seth Rogen, Charlize.
I can't wait to hear about that one.
That's right. And El Chicano.
Oh,
that's
oh,
the one you guys
yeah.
all saw last night.
Mm-hmm. Is Yuzi part of that review?
I did my
yes.
review this morning.
Oh, okay.
What?
Well, you might have something to say.
Yeah, say some stuff.
We'll see.
We don't always hear stuff from you
yeah.
about movies.
Yeah. Movies. I don't know.
You don't
like
know
this morning I woke up, completely forgot about the movie. I just don't, when I watch movies, it doesn't sink in.
Oh.
I don't know why. I'll start to think more and more. That's why I like to see things twice. So I can understand, or I like to know what's going to happen.
Did they
know?
Serve you guys drinks at the party last night?
Mm-mm.
What?
At the party?
Well,
it was just a movie theater.
Right.
You know?
Park and not park.
Do they serve alcohol there?
They do serve it, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even
yeah.
notice.
Like cocktails or just beer and wine? Or just beer?
I've seen the missus get beer.
Huh.
At, you know at what a movie.
I wouldn't want to do it because then I have to go to the bathroom.
Right. No. That's
but
true.
But then think how much fun you'd be having, too.
No. I don't know. One beer. It's not that much fun.
If you're smart.
I know. What's the point, right?
Well, that's what I... Listen, let me tell you how you do this. You go and you have your beer, and then when you got to pee, you get up and go get another beer, and then you get a beer, and you pee, and then you...
sounds
you
like too much trouble.
You got a cycle going.
Sounds like I'm just partying.
Right. Right.
And pee.
Oops, got to pee again.
Yep.
A doctor named Michelle Schultz has been working... Let's see here. There's a 2-year-old girl in Florida named Harper... Comperin.
Harper's adorable.
I do like the name Harper. Who was born with severe spina bifida, so her parents didn't know if she'd ever be able to walk.
Mm.
A doctor's been working with her named Michelle Schultz at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital in St. Petersburg. And she wanted to get her up and moving, so she decided to see if Baby Shark would get her up.
Aww.
Whenever it comes on, Harper gets all excited, and they used it kind of like a metronome to see. There it is. There you go. Where she has to walk to the beat. She could only take a few steps at first, and her parents say even that was amazing. But now she's tooling around all over the place and getting stronger every day.
Oh, wow.
To the sound of Baby Shark.
Yay.
Some good did come out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy shark. Mm-mm-mm. Bryn
Daddy shark.
Loves the shark thing so much. Was he?
What?
Was it you who showed me the military guys marching to the
yeah.
shark thing?
Oh, I saw
right.
that yesterday. Yeah.
It's adorable.
Like, oh my God, run away.
So cute.
You want to hear something funny?
Yes.
Okay.
The other day when you posted all those dumb pictures of me.
Yes.
Okay. The missus apparently looked at your post. And she goes, I looked at the picture because your iPad was right there. And I could see you were looking at that dumb video of the girl jumping the bike at
Oh, God. He was watching that all day yesterday,
what was
or two
it?
Days ago.
So I had showed it to her the night before, and that's why Hotline. It was funny to her. She's like, you were still watching that video of the girl jumping the bike the next day.
You must have watched that 500 times
that
day.
I can't help it.
What is the video exactly?
Stagecoach is out at Coachella.
Right?
It's an event, a country music event.
Yeah.
This chick was so wasted, she couldn't ride the bike straight.
Just right, just getting to the ramp, she's having problems.
And she tries in the parking lot to ride this bike at a ramp, jumps, and just lands on her face.
Oh,
and,
but
no.
It doesn't just land on her face, skids along for a while.
Like.
But then she's so wasted, she just gets up, she's laughing, she's kind of brushing the dust out. I'm like, oh, she is going to feel that later.
Uh-huh.
That is, she left 10% of her skin on the ground there.
Oh, wow.
It's like, it's either kook of the day or kook slams, but it's one of the ones, one of the things on Instagram that I just, I had to show it to everybody. I'm like, look at this. She's in heels, too, by the way.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's, oh, God.
And she's wobbly even approaching the ramp. Like,
yeah. And if you turn, if you open up the volume on the thing, the people who are watching actually at the event are like, oh, my God. Oh, my. As she's coming at it, you're like, right. She's not going to make the. Someone yell stop.
Someone just grab the handlebars and make that girl. And she doesn't. She's just. She's a mess.
Oh.
Oh, that girl. I can't believe you. Been watching that for 3 days straight.
Well,
now.
Anyway, you caught me, and she saw it. And I'm done with it now, though. Our text number 800-400-3697. I love the divorce stories where people still have love for each other and realize they are better apart than together, and embrace that.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were best friends. My mom and dad and step parents would all get together for holidays. I never knew divorced parents usually hate each other. I thought co-parenting was normal. I never wanted my parents back together because there was no split or anger. That's pretty good.
That's really nice. Embrace that.
Today is my parents' 32nd wedding anniversary. Please congratulate them. They raised 3 siblings and me on Alice. And at 30, I still listen every day.
Oh, they raised the next generation.
Oh. Whoa.
Anniversary.
Cute.
408 says, it's called a chola squat, Vinny.
A chola squat?
Oh, the picture?
Is that what that is?
I've never heard that before.
The chola squat?
Yeah.
Chola. Is chola a bad word?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. What does it mean exactly?
Oh.
I don't know. I
really
think it's more sort of a lifestyle thing.
This chola squat.
Yeah.
Chola squat. Oh, they're just sort of sitting kind of on the balls of their feet, squatted down.
Gangster.
Huh. Oh. Boy, that looks like the Black Widow squat.
Look at Yuzette's Instagram if you want to see her in a apparently chola squat.
Yeah. I don't know.
More text and a movie review right after these.
Woo!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.